Supervisors meeting, February the 20th, 2018. And we have a couple changes to the agenda. Scratch, item B, resolutions for the final plat for the BP Farm subdivision. And the work session for the IT director is scratched for today as she's out finishing up with desk on. She'll be unable to attend. Is there any other changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Make the department head elect officials. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
I don't have anything to discuss at this time, so.
Thank you. Rodney, how's maintenance?
Really busy right now, but nothing new at this time. Thank you.
See, you came in here, you were busy this morning, you worked up a sweat already.
Yep, early today.
Was you working next to the boiler?
That'd be a little nice to him. Brian Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Probably entering that period on the gravel roads is of patience if people have it, because I'm guessing here with the rain a couple days and the warm-up they're talking next week, we're probably gonna be kind of soft, so. Have to drive back out and maybe we'll get to spring. I think everybody's ready for it. But otherwise, things are just moving along, so.
Conservation, Chris?
A couple things on the agenda today, aside from that, it's really about it.
Thank you. Angie, how's safety doing?
Good morning, we're doing good. Got some things we're working on, looking at some changes in policies for bloodborne pathogens and Hep B vaccines, so. Learning new things all the time, even at my age.
39 years, you learn a lot.
That's why I like you, Jim.
Doug, how's the jail?
Good morning, everything's going pretty good. Population's holding right around the 77 mark this morning. We should be up and going with our new inmate phone system the 27th, 28th next week.
That's still 25 to 30 less than what it was right here a couple months ago, so.
Yeah, right.
That's a good thing.
Correct.
Zach, how's everything out at the Southeast Iowa Regional?
Things have been going pretty well. We've been really busy. I don't know if you officially met Jared Lasser or not, but he's been helping out on the land use side. He's been working for us for a little over 3 years now. And so the two of us have been trying to keep up on the land use stuff. And I think so far, so good. It's been pretty hectic, but keeping things moving and keeping in contact with people. So
good.
We'll have that one subdivision back next week. We were waiting on a fence waiver. I think it's going to show up today, but we didn't want to move forward without that. So that should be back next week. And then we've got a couple other subdivisions that have been out for review, and those will probably be coming in the next few weeks, too.
Good.
Well, we do want to take care of them fence things. So. thank you. Jeff, how's the Sheriff's Department?
Busy also. Second with Brian was talking about as far as secondary roads. We've already had two calls this morning and cars have kind of gone off the edge of the gravel road because it's soft on the edges and pulled them in. So just people just need to be aware that it is thawing out pretty fast and a little caution on the gravel roads right now.
Ken, CDS, how's everything going with the Southeast Iowa Link?
Pretty good. Keeping busy too. We have five-star quality training Thursday and Friday this week. And Mar Park in Washington, Iowa, or Ainsworth, and then Fairfield, we have a training on Friday. Also our RFP for the recovery center, we should start getting that information from regional planning after March 1st, so that's coming up another week or so. So a lot of things going on.
Natalie, how's everything down at the reporter's office?
Good morning, things are going good. Nothing to report.
Thank you.
Did I miss anybody? Do you have anything to report on the Burlington Fire Department, Chief Crackle?
No, just as busy as everybody else. One thing, next week we are holding a tabletop drill. It's actually for a countywide disaster of a pipeline emergency. So I think there's representatives from several departments going to be there.
Okay.
It's at the fire station next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday. What time does it start?
Starts at 8:00.
8:00?
Yeah.
We may not make it.
No.
If you promise to get Bob soaked, good soak and wet, we'll excuse him from the meeting. He can come. All right, Tom? Okay, moving on to correspondence. You gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
No. I do not. Public input, station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and votes. We have account payables claims. For $1,515,366.15.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I might put in there that $1,224,613 of that was from three entities. One was from the secondary roads for gravel material, conservation for land purchase, and the MHDS for the seal reading.
Can I have Chris explain that land purchase?
Yeah, I suppose I should have mentioned that in the department update. Kind of slipped my mind. This is the Linder property we've been working on for, I don't know, a year or two or 20. And we're finally got the closing statement, and we'll be signing the closing papers tomorrow. So this is for the closing out of that purchase. The property won't actually be open to the public until we're able to get out there and get the signage put up around the perimeter, get the parking area established and stuff. So this spring, we don't want people driving across other people's properties or not knowing where the boundary lines are. So this is just the next step in getting it closed. This is 100% grant funded.
This is something Linder family wanted to do with their land too.
Yeah, so they had, even back in the 90s, had tried to get it to us. Just as things worked out, we couldn't get the grant funding. And then the Big Hollow and Flint River Trail projects ramped up. And we were focused on those and kind of put this on the back burner. Harold Linder passed away a couple years ago. The family kept with his wishes and said, we really want to see this go to conservation. Ended up offering it to us for about half price. And so we were able to secure a grant to make it happen and move forward. So I'm pleased about that. It's a cool spot. Harold was a very interesting conservationist, a long time history with our department and our staff. Did a lot of things out there. Kind of neat.
Okay, thanks, Chris. We have a contract approval for the Flint River Trails for the Iowa DOT.
And so this is, so you've previously approved the contract for the end sections. This is the contract documents for the middle sections. It's just a formality. Technically, the contract was approved at the letting, or right after the letting, when we selected low bid. We finally got all the performance bond and insurance paperwork back. And so this is essentially approving the final paperwork to secure that middle section contractor. Is really all this is. So, and you can sign it afterwards. There's a bunch of different copies in there. We can sort that out afterwards.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
That is a pleasure to get approved.
Whew.
Better when it's done.
Yeah.
We have a Class B liquor license, includes wine cooler for the 34 Grace Wade.
Motion to approve.
Second, but do I get mine first?
Get your what?
My cooler.
Terry? I think that means it's included in the license and not for the board.
Tom Brooker.
A little ambiguous. Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a medical examiner investigator contract for Platt and, how do you pronounce that? Shencor?
Shencor, I think.
Shencor?
Shencor, I think. I'd move to approve those with the comment that we were, county was really lucky. We got some great applicants for medical examiner investigators. I think there were six or seven excellent candidates to choose from. I'm sure it was hard to make the decision. But motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Maybe this would be a good time to explain what a medical examiner investigator does. The county is responsible. We have a medical examiner, and you have medical examiner investigators that go to the scene of most deaths, ascertain, you know, maybe a cause of death. They kind of communicate with the medical examiner and decide if there needs to be an autopsy. And if there's any doubt, if it's an accident or a suicide, or then there needs to be an autopsy. But naturally, everybody doesn't die at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it's convenient to go out and do that. So we appreciate those individuals.
Takes a special type of person to be able to do that. We have a conservation board resignation. It says, I'm writing to give notice that I will be resigning from my position on the board of directors for the Des Moines County Conservation Department. I feel that my schedule is quickly getting out of hand with all my extra projects and outside duties. I have very much enjoyed working with the board and learning more and more about conservation department. However, at this time, I truly feel that my schedule is not allowing me to give it the time that it deserves. I will remain on the board until at such time a replacement has been found, but then it will be time for me to go. I will always be here if needed for anything extra, and there are some ways I can help the department out. As a safety director, I will be more than a phone call away. I'm choking up here. For you, Angie. As a safety director, I will never be more than a phone call away. I really have enjoyed my time with all of them, and I feel confident that I am leaving them in very capable hands. They are an outstanding group, and I know that they will continue to find much success. Thank you for giving me this wonderful opportunity. Sincerely, Angela Vaughn. Thanks for your time on there, Angela.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I really do feel that they're a wonderful group. They've done a great job. They've amazed me numerous times on how much they get accomplished, so it was a great experience, but I do feel like my schedule's getting quite busy, so I gotta let some things slide, and I wanna make sure that I'm giving everyone the time they need, so. They're in very capable hands.
Look at everything you've got accomplished. Got the trails through Big Hollow, or through Stars Cave. Got the Linder property bought.
Got the nice bathrooms and shower house set
up.
That's
right. Got the place rebuilt out there, Stars Cave.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
So I spoke with Amy Beavers about this. We did just select a conservation board member via the turnover here at the end of 2017. She suggested that we reopen it for application rather than just going back to the original applicant pool from that previous one. And so I can get it posted today. I thought we'd let that ride for a few weeks through the first part of March, and then either March 13th or March 20th, put it on the agenda here for making that selection, and then the new board members' first meeting would be our April 4th board meeting, if that works for you guys to schedule. If that works,
March 20th probably better. March 13th would be the public hearing for the budget.
I thought that was, yeah, I couldn't remember where that date exactly was, so we'll shoot for March 20th then. That would give us a couple weeks, 2.5 weeks there to get the selection notified, and everyone else, April 4th would be the first board meeting.
Works for you.
That
works
for
me.
One more meeting. Yep.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Do we need to approve this?
We need to approve, accept the resignation. Motion to accept the resignation. With regret.
Second.
With regret. Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Again, thank you for your time on air.
Yeah, for sure. Very well. And on behalf of the department, too, for sure. Thanks for everything.
We have a resolution to fix a date for public hearing on the general obligation county purpose loan agreement in the amount not to exceed $3,750,000.
This is our annual line of credit bond for the insurance program and capital expenditure.
There's lots of paperwork in there, Jim, so you gotta find the resolution. It should be towards the top.
Yeah. Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa met on February the 20th, 2018 at 9 o'clock a.m. at the Des Moines County Courthouse, Burlington, Iowa. The chairperson presided and the roll was called, showing the following members of the board present and absent. We'll have that roll call. Bob and Tom are here. Nobody's absent. The supervisor then introduced a resolution herein next set out related to setting the date for the hearing on the general obligation loan agreements related to the financing, the county insurance programs, repairs, improvements, and equipment for the county buildings, and the acquisition of vehicles for the county departments, and moved its adoption, seconded by whoever and goes. So what's your
motion to approve the resolution?
Second. Terry.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Fill all that in, right?
Yeah, I'll fill all that in, Jim.
Thank you. Now we have a resolution setting the date and time for the FY 2019, fiscal year 2019 budget hearing.
you do age.
What's that?
We've got another resolution for the bridge.
Yeah, work on the bridge.
Brian's on top of that.
It'll make a shorter project.
Huh? This is resolution date for public hearing on general obligation bond replacement loan agreement in amount to exceed $5,400,000. This is for your bridge, Brian.
Yep.
This goes on to read the same. Do I have to read this?
I don't think so.
This is for the bridge on Highway 99. And that we're working on.
Motion to approve the resolution, fix the date.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Now we go to the resolution to set the date and time for the FY 219 hearing. The Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and date for place for the public hearing on the fiscal year 2019 budget estimate for Tuesday, March 13, 2018 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimate summary as required by law. The resolution shall take effect immediately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Meeting audio posted on the websites. Okay, this is requesting to have our audios posted on the website. We have a survey here of counties that reported, so.
Yeah, just put that in there for information.
Yeah. So this is, we do have audios of our meeting, and we had a request to have videos, but with our new Tyler system we got, we can, our recording we can put right on with our minutes on the website, so. What's your gentleman?
I don't have any problem with it at all. Do we need a motion?
Probably, so then that way we can officially, and then I'll figure out how to get them posted, added on there. It shouldn't be that hard.
Okay, it's my understanding it's not insurmountable.
No, and then that way it'll stay on there because on the minutes, when we write up the minutes, it says the audio is available for on record for 2 years afterwards. And if anybody wants a copy, we have to print it off or burn it off on a CD and charge them $10 for the CD for that, where if we put it on the website, they can download it at their heart's content and listen to you guys.
Can we track that, see how many people are using it?
I don't know.
Are you looking for ratings?
You can track it. You can.
That's what I thought, maybe you could. They do it on Facebook, don't they?
Only if they register on your website.
Yeah.
Only if they register as a user, then you can track it.
Oh. Maybe interesting.
I'd make the motion to attach the audio to the board minutes on the county website.
Second.
Derek.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Take care of your weekends, won't it, Carter?
Should sleep good.
Here we have the minutes for the regular meetings for February 13th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Derek.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Future agenda items. Okay. Committee reports.
I attended the Grow Greater Burlington meeting this morning, and they they're going to get started on a new five-year plan. And I also attended the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Reading Governance Board. We had approval of claims and a discussion of some additional resources that could be available for a NAMI or National Alliance on Mental Illness affiliate for the region. And then there was a brief discussion of some new legislation that was recently introduced in the legislature, and I'll touch on that shortly. And I attended the meeting of the State Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. Got a letter from the Attorney General in response to a question we had whether the MHDS Commission was within its parameters to study standards and practices for handling individuals with severe mental illness in county jails. And the it wasn't an official attorney's report, but the gist of it seemed to be that we could look, but we can't touch. We can make recommendations, I believe. Also, we had the discussion of the recently introduced bills for mental health in the legislature. There was one introduced in the Senate and one of the in the House. Both bills had core services recommended by the complex needs assessment, and they removed the cap on subacute beds, which is good, and add language that recognizes brain injury and developmental disability to be treated the same as intellectual disability and mental illness. One of the bills changes the 20% fund balance timeline, and one doesn't. Doesn't right now look like there's going to be any additional money for the services they would like the regions to offer. And I know particularly the more rural regions are concerned about the sustainability, both financial and the availability of qualified personnel. It's got the feel of maybe another mental health redesign on a smaller scale, but it's a little early to say that. They were just, whether either one of them goes anywhere or not, I have no idea.
The House bill also has wanting to change 229 and 125 language for mental health committals and substance abuse committals, stuff like that. There were different things, like Tom said, in the House bill compared to the Senate bill.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. If either one of them makes it very far, they'll have to somebody will want to meet in the middle, and how that'll work, I have no idea. Yeah.
There are good parts in the bills. There's just the unfunded mandate of adding more core services without any funding attached. I don't know how that would be sustainable.
How's that going to affect you if they do that, Ken? We need to hear that.
Something's gotta give.
The hard thing is, you know, we've all made the point, you have to match recurring expenses with recurring revenues. So whenever the state says, we want you to furnish these core services, you have to know you're getting those revenues. Well, when there's services you haven't offered before, you don't know what they cost until you've offered that service for a year or two. And they keep changing the rules every year, so that either the funding changes or the services you're offering change a little bit. And I understand they want to make things better, but it's really hard to match recurring revenues that you don't see against recurring expenses that you don't know how to measure.
Yeah.
So.
When the state of Iowa does new programs, they usually start pilot projects and things like that. We may have to do more of that kind of thing for new things. I don't know.
DHS is excited about it. So, because we got a presentation from DHS in Des Moines, so for whatever that is, good weather. But yeah, it's all it does is create more questions.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have.
We had a meeting with Mike Norris. All county representatives that are at regional planning went out there yesterday, and there happened to be three of us show up. Mike Ash, John Bellocks, and of course, Mike Norris. Just to talk about what's going on in the county. Any way we can help each other. Very good. I do that once a year. About it.
I had a pretty good meeting with Russ. We things are looking real good for us. We're in the black. We've been in the black now for the last 6-7 months without any problem. We've on any new installations, we're installing shutoff valves, and that makes a difference when they can't flush their toilets while they pay their bill. So. I think Steve can back there from, can attest to that. I think you even designed some of them, don't you, Steve?
Yeah.
So, and that new pump truck we got, they're putting a get the side of it. It's going to look real nice when they get through paint the side of it, advertising it. So when it's going down the road, that they know that we will go out and pump grease traps. Septic systems and everything, so it's starting to pick up. And that's all I had.
So where do you download that?
What's that?
Where do you download that? Municipal plants?
I don't know. Well, I can't answer that. Where do they download that at? I think there's I can't really answer that.
Well, the grease wouldn't go into a municipal plant.
Yeah.
Facilities sure could.
Yeah.
Good.
I think the grease traps, they go to the septic and not landfills.
I don't know. I don't know about the grease.
Okay, moving on to public input station number 2. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise. If not, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll get into the Board of Supervisors and the Budget Director for the 2019 budget.